بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our fifth session, Medina Book 3. And today we want to proceed where we left off with lesson number 2. And last week we read the English key to lesson number 2. And in the end of the class, the very end of the class, we actually did go through the Arabic dialogue and the first exercise, which is a comprehension question. Since we had read it, I thought it was best that we at least do the first exercise while the information was fresh in our minds. What I would like to do now, though, is I would like to look back a little bit. I was quite tired last week. I was quite tired. I was struggling really to stay awake. And I felt like I wasn't completely conscious. So I just want to clarify some things that I might not have made clear in the discussion that we had last week from the English key. So if you look at the English key, I'll just review quickly, and if anybody has a question, you can ask, and hopefully I'll also clarify anything that needs to be clarified, that I think needs to be clarified. First, in the English key on page 19, what we mentioned in the class last week is the first point, that wow has different meanings, and from amongst its meanings or usages is that wow is used as a conjunction, meaning this and that, and it is also used as an oath, like in wallahi. And the third type, or the third usage of wow, is wow al-hal, which was the subject of this lesson number 2. And it says here, I don't want to read all of this, but just I need to refresh our memory. The third type of waw is called waw al-hal. It is prefixed to a subordinate nominal sentence. Yani waw al-hal is used with a jumla ismiya. This sentence describes, clarifies the circumstance in which the action of the main sentence took place. Yani the situation or the circumstance. Yani that the main sentence is talking about something. Under what circumstance did this happen? The example that they gave is دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدِ وَالْإِمَامُ يَرْكَعُ. I entered the masjid while the imam was performing ruku. Yani the main sentence, I entered the masjid. What was the circumstances that existed at the time when I entered the masjid? The imam was performing the bowing in ruku. And then they gave other examples. يعني مَاتَ أَبِي وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ. My father died. Under what condition or circumstance? When I was young, and so on. At the end of those examples, it says, note that if the khabar of this nominal sentence is a verb, it should be mudari. Should be mudari. Yani as they gave in the example, دَخَلَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْفَصْلَ وَهُوَ يَحْمِلُ وَهُوَ يَحْمِلُ. Yani if the khabar of this nominal sentence, that is the jumla haliya, if the khabar, its mubtada is huwa, and the khabar is a verb. If it is a verb, it should be a mudari verb, like yahmilu kutuban kathira. Okay, same thing they gave in the next example. Jani al-waladu, the jumla haliya is wa huwa yabqi. Okay, so jumla ismiya, the mubtada is huwa, and the khabar is a verb. It's mubari, yabki. Okay, so these are examples of what? The examples of when the jumla haliya, it's khabar. It's a jumla ismiya, but if its khabar is a verb, it should be a mudari verb. Okay, I just want to refresh our memory on that. Then we had la'alla, which has two meanings, al-taraji, hope, and al-ishfaq, fear. And then we mentioned the ism fi'l, إليكم, which means يعني خذ, يعني it's a ism فعل, meaning a noun that has the meaning of a verb, and it functions like a verb. It has a مفعول به and so on. And then we had the word ashya and its yani origin, why it is mamnu min as-sarf, because its original wazn is af'ila, like aghniya and anbiya and asdiqa. And then we had number 5, the madi is also used to express a wish, like rahimahullah, yani it's a past tense verb, but its meaning is yani not in the past tense. It's like yani you're asking for something, they said to express a wish, yani making dua. And when the madi in this sense, yani when a past tense verb is used for making dua, then it is negated by la instead of ma. After that we had this construction, hal min su'alin. The full construction of this sentence is like hal min su'alin indaka, yani you have a question. And the main thing concerning this is that this sentence should contain yani two conditions. It should contain negation, prohibition, or interrogation with the particle hal. And the second condition is the noun following the extra min in hal min su'al. The noun following min should be indefinite. And then they gave examples of that. So that's basically what we covered. I'm sorry, there's a couple other points. I want to get to the last point. The adverb, the dharf, lada, number 7, on page 17, lada is a dharf adverb and has the same meaning as inda. And when it's connected to a pronoun, the alif maksura of this dharf lada becomes ya. It's transformed or converted into a ya. So, yani you say inda al-bab, but if you have a pronoun, you say, yani, I'm sorry, not inda lada al-bab, you say lada, instead of lada, you say ladayka or ladayhi and so on, because the alif maksura becomes ya. And then they had the expression دخلت على المضيع, meaning that you entered upon the headmaster in his office while he was present. And finally, and this is the point that I really wanted to go over again, this was at the end of the session before the brothers had to leave, and we were having some yani discussion of the i'rab of these sentences. So I just want to review, I want to look at this again a little bit just quickly before we go on to the rest of the lesson. If anybody has a question about this, it's very important, okay, that you ask it now so that it becomes clear in case yani something that I said last week was not clear, so we want to clarify it now. I think I was rushing a little bit. I knew the brothers were getting ready to leave and I wanted to finish this yani what remained. This was the end of what we were reading. I wanted to finish it and I was quite tired and maybe I didn't make some things clear, so yani this is a chance now to get clarification. And the last point of this lesson is point number 9. It says the plural of ma'ana, meaning, is ma'anin. And with the definite article, al-ma'ani. And here are some more examples which form their plural on this pattern. Yani the plural of jariyatun is jawarin. If it has alif lam, al-jawari. And the plural of Laylatun is layalin. If it has alif lam, layali. And the plural of nadin, a club, is nawadin. And if it has alif lam, it's an nawadi. Now, it says here these plurals, it says these nouns, and it should say, we should say these plural nouns, because this is not in reference to singular, it's in reference to plurals. This point here, yani the plural of ma'ana, ma'anin, the grammatical point that they're looking at here, and I failed to mention it, and it didn't mention it here, and I also yani overlooked it. These nouns are declined like the mankus, yani like the ism mankus. Two things I want to say here that I didn't say last week. These nouns means these plural nouns. We're talking about plural nouns. We're talking about nouns in their plural form that are on the wazn of mafa'il, which is one of the wazns that is mamnu min as-sarf. So we're talking about plural nouns on this wazn of mafa'il. Okay? They are declined like the ism al-mankus, al-ism al-mankus. Here they mean, and it's not mentioned here, but we should mention it, and I failed to mention it last week, they are declined like the ism al-mankus al-mufrad. Yani they follow the rule of the ism منكوس that is singular. These words are plurals, but they are declined like the ism منكوس that's singular. And I don't think I made that clear last week, so I wanted to go back and say this. If you go back and look in lesson 1 at the ism منكوس, you will notice that all of the examples that they gave are singular words. Ism منكوس that's singular. These words are plural. They are declined like the ism منكوس that's singular, but they are plurals and they are in the wazn of mafail, which are plurals that are mamnu min as-sarf. So these are two points that need to be clear. That they decline like the singular ism منكوس, but they are mamnu min as-sarf because of the wazn of mafail. I don't think I made that clear last week. So I wanted to come back and say this, because when I was reading it during the week after I was rested, I realized that they didn't really say this in the explanation here, and I don't think that I mentioned it when I was reading it. So, I don't know. I hope that part at least should be clear to us. I hope it is clear. And if it wasn't clear before, I hope it's clear now. The two points that I'm saying here, that these words that they have given here, these are examples of nouns in their plural form that are treated like the ism منكوس when it's singular. And those plural forms are on the wazn of mafail, which is ممنوع من الصرف. So what does that mean? They're treated like the ism منكوس when it's singular. That means that the ism منكوس, first of all, right, it has a i'rab takdiri when it is marfoon and majroorun. So these nouns, these plurals, on this wazn of mafail, they are treated like the ism منكوس, singular, meaning that when they are marfu'un, they have a takdiri i'rab, and when they are majrurun, likewise. Unlike the words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, which do not take tanween. That's one of the points of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. They don't take tanween. These words do take tanween when they are marfu'un and majrur. Because they're treated like what? The ism منكوس mufrad, which means it takes tanween, kasratain. And so the i'rab of it is not yani seen in the two and the tanween at the end of it. Rather, the i'rab is takdiri because of the ya that is deleted from it. The ya is deleted from it. So you say that is marfu'un wa lamatu raf'i dhamma muqaddara ala ya al-mahdhufa. Okay, so yani these words are a little bit tricky because in the one sense they are mamnu' min as-sarf like the wazn that they originally come from, mafail, and on the other side they are treated like the ism منكوس that's mufrad, meaning that they do take tanween, but that tanween is iwad, it's in the place of, it's not the tanween that indicates something is indefinite, rather it's a tanween, the reason why it's a tanween is to in place of the ya that has been deleted. The tanween is in place of the ya that has been deleted. Okay, so I don't think that I mentioned any of this. When I was reading, I was just reading what was here, and I was quite tired, and I wasn't really paying attention that much like I should have been. And after I thought about it later on in the week, I went back and read this again. I realized that they didn't clarify some of these matters, and I wanted to really clarify it. So I don't know if I have clarified it or if I have confused you. But the two things that, again, I repeat, the two things that you should pay attention to, that this is a wazn, that's mamnu' min as-sarf, that's one thing. And the second thing is that they are treated like the ism منكوس that's mufrad, meaning that, yani, the ism منكوس when it's mufrad, if it's not mansoob, the ya is deleted, and so the i'rab is takdiri. It does take tanween when it's marfu'un and majrur, but that tanween is in place of the ya that is deleted, and the i'rab is takdiri because of that. Okay, so anyway, maybe if we look at the Arabic, at the end of this lesson, inshallah, we'll come back to this again. At the end of this lesson, in the Arabic text of the book, we'll come back to this same topic, and inshallah, hopefully, if it's not clear at this time, it will become clear then. Yani, the reason why I'm emphasizing these two matters. Okay? Any question at this point? Okay, last week we read the dialogue from the lesson. And I think it's worthy of being of us reading it again. I want to ask, is there anybody that has not read it? Is there anybody that has not read it? I mean, it's important because if there's anybody who has not read it, then it's definitely necessary for us to read it and give you a chance to ask any questions. If you have read it, do you have any questions about it? Yani, when you read it, did you find something that's not clear or something that, yani, you would feel better if we discuss it and explain it in terms of the Arab or the meanings of words or anything? Especially because maybe some of the words here we might not be familiar with. I don't know. My other question is there anybody that knows how to use the dictionary? The Arabic dictionary. Is there anybody here who knows how to use the dictionary? Who knows how to use the dictionary? How to use the dictionary? Meaning that if you were reading a text here and you come across a word that you don't know, can you look it up in the dictionary? Yeah. Everybody? I mean, we can talk about it sometimes, but I don't want to spend a lot of time dealing with it now. If everybody's pretty much familiar with the dictionary, I don't mean did you master the use of the dictionary. I mean, are you familiar with how to use the dictionary? What does everybody have a dictionary, Arabic dictionary? Everybody has a dictionary? What dictionary do you have? You have a dictionary on your telephone? I mean, do you have a printed book? I know today everybody has everything on the telephone, right? What dictionary do you use? Anybody have a preference for a dictionary? Hands where? Uh-huh. Huh? Maurid? Which Maurid? And is it Arabic, English, English, Arabic, or just one way? Huh? Arabic to English? Only, without English to Arabic? Alright, so in any case, any questions about the dialogue? Vocabulary, grammar, anything?
Yeah, when you was asking the question about should we all know how to use the dictionary, I mean, generally I know how to use it, but
alhamdulillah,
but there's some problems.
At some point, inshallah, we may take some time and just go over the use of the dictionary. Just to go over it a little bit.
In some ways or another.
In any case, you know, there are two systems of Arabic dictionaries. The one that is in common usage today is not the traditional Arabic dictionary. And the one that is in common usage today basically, yani, requires a person to know the root of the word, and then you look up, yani, the words according to the order of the alphabet, from the first letter of the root to the second letter and the third letter, like this. Original Arabic dictionaries, the system is you look up the root of the word according to the last letter of the root. But in any case, what's in common use today is the other, yani, that you look up the root of the word according to the first letter, the first radical, and then after that, yani, under that bab, you look for the rest of it according to the letters that follow. This also requires that a person, in order to know the root of a word, you have to know the letters of increase. And that's very important. This helps tremendously. When you know the letters of increase, you will save a lot of time of just guessing, looking for something. You know exactly what is the root. And that's not foolproof, because sometimes the root of the word is not clear, it's not obvious, because there may be letters that have been converted, changed, or letters that have been deleted, and so on. So sometimes you can run into some trouble, but for the most part, yani, that works, you know. Okay, so is there, yani, does anybody want to read the dialogue? Are you good? You read it and you understand it, it's clear. Huh? You'll benefit from it?
I read like about half of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's just read it, yani, quickly. And it's a little bit long, but anyway, let's read it and I'll ask you some questions as we read. Okay? If you ask questions, it's okay. But otherwise, I'm definitely going to ask some questions. So please pay attention, alright? Okay, on page 20 of the Arabic text of the book, الدرس الثاني المدرس أين حامدٌ. What is the meaning? Where's Hamid? Faisal says, سَيَأْتِي بَعْدَ قَلِيلٍ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. He will come after a little while, inshallah. رَأَيْتُهُ وَهُوَ يَدْخُلُ الْحَمَّامَ. طيب, tell me something about this sentence. رَأَيْتُهُ وَهُوَ يَدْخُلُ الْحَمَّامَ. What can we say from the beginning? Naam.
It's حال.
Okay, the wow here is wow al-hal. Naam. What else can we say about this? Naam. Excuse me? Oh, it's a jumla fi'li. Ra'aytuhu wa huwa yadkhulu al-hamama. طيب. And what about the jumla haliya? The khabar is a verb and it's mudari, na'am. Jayyid. Okay. After this, the mudari says, wa ayna hamzatu? Faisal says, kharaja min al-fasli wa huwa yahmilu kutubahu. And again, we have what here? Waw al-hal. And the khabar of the jumla ismiya is a fi'l mudari, na'am. طيب يحمل كتبه. What is the ماضي of يحمل؟
حمل.
حمل. طيب. أظن أنه رجع إلى المحجع.
I think that he returned to the dormitory.
And what is the مضاري of رجع؟
يرجع.
يرجع. طيب. معاوية says رأيته وهو يدخل المستوصف.
I saw him while he was entering the clinic.
I saw him while entering the clinic. لعله مريض. I am afraid he's sick. Okay, la'alla here means what? What is the two meanings? Al-ishfaq. Tayyib. Akhsha. Naam. Do we have a jumla ismiya, a jumla haliya here also?
Yeah.
Wait. What is the jumla haliya?
Wa
huwa yadkhulu al-mustawsif. And here again, the jumla ismiya, the khabar is huwa, the mubtada is huwa, and the khabar is a fi'l mudari. Fi'l mudari. Al-mudari says, shafahullah. Shafahullah. May Allah cure him, heal him. متى رجعتم من مكة يا إخوانه؟ نعم. Okay, what can we say about شفاه الله? What kind of sentence is this? Okay, it's a dua. نعم. It's a فعل ماضي, but its meaning is not past tense, right? It's not past tense. The meaning of this sentence is not Allah has healed him. Rather, it is a dua asking that Allah heal him. شفاه الله. After this, Faisal says, رجعنا مساء أمس. Meaning? نعم. We return
yesterday evening.
Yes. مساء is afternoon or evening?
Evening.
طيب. مساء أمس. طيب. What is the إعراب of in this construction مساء أمس? What is the إعراب of مساء? مضاف. ظرف الزمان. نعم. مفعول به.
It's
مفعول به or did you say مفعول فيه؟
فيه.
فيه. Okay, فيه. I thought you said به. Okay, مضاف إلى أمس. And the إعراب of أمس. مضاف إليه. جيد 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 جيد. يعني إسناء مضاف إليه مجرور. مبني على كسرة. ها؟
مبني
على فتح، right? Yeah, مبني means that يعني it remains. It doesn't change from ضم وكسر الفتح. نعم. Yeah, that's the expression that they use, right. To wish for something. I mean, I don't know. I feel a little uncomfortable with this word wish, but anyway, that's how they explained it. I mean, the meaning of it is dua. It's used in the sense of dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, but the expression that used is a past tense expression, like something happened already.
Yeah.
But that's not the meaning. It's not past tense in meaning.
You huh?
Yeah, it's hope, but it's a request.
It's a request.
It's dua. You're asking Allah. And it's not something that already happened. Rather, it's something that you are asking for Allah to grant that it will happen. Okay, after this says, خَرَجْنَا مِن مَكَّةَ وَالشَّمْسُ تَطْلَعُ. Now, we left out of Mecca while the sun was setting?
No, rising.
Rising. Sun was rising. Naam. And here we have also a jumla haliya, right? Which is?
وَالشَّمْسُ.
Naam. وَالشَّمْسُ تَطْلَعُ. And here, in this jumla ismiya, the mubtada is الشمسو and the خبر is a فعل مضاري و يعني نعم تطلعو and the ماضي of تطلعو is
طلع
ووصلنا طيبة طيبة الطيبة.
مدينة.
نعم. والناس يخرجون من المسجد النبوي بعد صلاة الظهر. نعم. While the people were exiting, going out of the Prophet's masjid after the Dhuhr prayer. And again, we have جملة حالية. يعني, and its خبر is a فعل مضاري. والناس يخرجون. After this, تقبل الله عمرتكم. Is this a past tense verb or a present tense verb? It's a past tense verb. And it could be deceptive. Somebody might think that that ta is the mudari, the harf mudari, right? But it's past tense. Na'am, akhi.
Can you break down
طيبة it's murakkab. Yani it's two words that are inseparable. They came together as a construction, right? And it's mabniyun ala fatha. Yani it's a name, one of the names of the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب, after this, نعم, ها؟
What's the literal meaning?
الله أعلم. I don't know. يعني good, something like that.
So this is the name of the city, طيبة.
يعني the city of the Prophet, the city of the Prophet. يعني means goodness. يعني something like that. I'm not really sure. يعني I haven't ever read an explanation. يعني from, يعني explaining it from. Any religious perspective, yani what's the significance of it? I don't recall reading it. Yani, but of course it means that it's tayyib, yani it's the city of the Prophet, it's good, pure, like this, you know, but exactly, Allahu A'lam.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what would you sound like it's a good city, like? I mean, we could tayyib,
yeah, honestly, I don't want to translate the meaning because I haven't read explanation, yani what is the real significance of it. I don't want to just like linguistically say it means like this, but
some general understanding.
Yeah, it's generally it has that kind of meaning. نعم طيبة نعم طيب يعني. Amin, the tulab, they said to his dua, Amin, right? Which means may Allah accept. نعم, this is what? اسم فعل. نعم. The mudarris says اقرا الحديث المكتوب على السبورة يا معاوية. Naam,
read.
Naam, the hadith that has been written on the board, O Muawiyah. Muawiyah, yaqifu wa yaqra. He stands and reads. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The mudarris says, Iqra wa anta jalisun. Read while you are sitting. Yani, this waw is what? Hal. أريد أن أقرأ وأنا واقف. And again here we have our حال. نعم كما تشاء. نعم. معاوية says, he reads عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد. نعم. I came to the Prophet while he was in the masjid. Then he said, صلي ركعتين. Meaning? متفق عليه. What is the meaning of this? He came to the masjid while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in the masjid and he said, pray two rak'ah. What is the meaning of this? What is he talking about here? Pray two rak'ah before sitting. Tahiyyatul masjid. Now. مدرس أشرح لكم الدرس الآن.
I will explain for you the lesson right now.
نعم. فاسمعوا. I will explain. نعم.
أشرح.
نعم. From what is the ماضي of this verb?
شرح.
شرح يشرح. فاسمعوا ولا تكتبوا شيئا وأنا أشرح.
So listen and not write anything while I'm explaining.
نعم. Listen. This wow here, ولا تكتبوا. This wow is what? Wow العطف. نعم. ولا تكتبوا. What is the إعراب of تكتبوا?
ولا تكتبوا الحرف فعل
من صف من سو.
No. فعل عمل. No.
It's a فعل عمل. تكتبوا. It's فعل مضاري. فعل مضاري.
مجزوم.
مجزوم. Because of what?
Because of
Okay, لا ناهية. Yeah. So it's مجزوم ولامة جزمه حذف النون. نعم. And شيئاً. مفعول به منسوب وأنا أشرح. And again here we have حالية وا والحال وأنا أشرح. يعني جملة اسمية is خبر is a فعل مضارع. Okay, here تأتي الواو لمعان كثيرة. The واو comes with many meanings. منها العطف. Conjunction. نحو خرج الزبير وحامد. نعم زبير and حامد went out. يعني that's a conjunction. العطف. عين طافا. نعم. درسنا اليوم السيرة والفقه.
Our lesson today
is on. Our lesson today? Is this a درس درسنا is it a اسم or a فعل؟
It's
a فعل. Is it درسنا اليوم or درسنا اليوم؟ Masha'Allah. If I'm sleeping, somebody else here, alhamdulillah, is not sleeping, right? For sure. Who is certain that this is a ism or a fi'il? Who's certain? First, I want to know who's certain. Naam. Fadda, ya akhi.
It has a pronoun, so it has to be an ism.
Which pronoun are you referring to?
Huh?
درسنا. يعني نا, the نا is a pronoun, نعم. But can this pronoun be attached to an ism as well as a verb?
لا.
Can't be?
لا.
Huh?
Yeah,
لا. What do you say, Akhi?
It can be.
He said it can be.
Yeah. But
not in this way. We're not talking this way. We just saying, he said because it has a pronoun. Can this pronoun be attached to a noun?
No.
Can it be attached to a verb? Okay, that's the question. So then, because it has a pronoun, doesn't determine that it's a noun or a verb. So, again, for certain, who is sure that this is a noun or a verb? Sure about it. And what is your clear proof?
This is a noun.
It's a noun? Mashallah. Who says it's a noun? I want to see everybody who says it's a noun. Not too many people. Okay, who says it's a verb? Who is undecided? Everybody has to raise their hand on one question. Noun, verb, or undecided? Who's undecided?
I changed my right.
You change your right. Allahu Akbar. Okay, let's look at it, right? How did I read this word? Is that what affected you? That I read it like that?
Yeah.
So that means you have to wake up, right? That means you have to wake up. Because if I make a mistake and everybody is sleeping, then khalas, we just go on with the mistake, right? So what should it be now? You change it to what?
Darwasuna. Or is it
Darwasuna? Oh.
I thought it said he taught us today
a
sirah
wal-fiqh. Darasna.
Because we studied.
Darasna. Darasna. Darasna means we studied. But darsuna means
our
lesson. Did they already study or are they going to study?
They're going to study.
They're going to study. So it's not we studied today, rather it is
our lesson,
our dars for today. Okay? I probably affected you the way I read it, mistakenly. Huh? No, it's a noun. It's a noun, yeah. It's a noun.
The i'rab of sira wal fiqh. It has fatha ending.
You're right. So in that case, it should be what?
It should be a verb then.
Darasna al-yawma.
Yeah.
Allahu alam. I mean, if it's... I read it, darasna al-yawma, as-sirata al-fiqh. Probably I was affected because I saw that as-sira is mansub with fatah. But it seems like it really should be darasuna al-yawma, as-siratu wal-fiqhu. That's what it seems like it should be. That's what it should be. But in any case... Anyway, if it is mansub, then it means that he's saying we have already studied. Darasna, yani past tense, al-yawma, as-sirata, or the fiqh, but it seems like what's more likely, it should be darsuna al-yawma as-siratu wal-fiqh, and Allah knows best. It's possible, Danny. It's possible both ways, but darsuna seems more appropriate for the context of the sentence here. In any case, akaltu wa sharibtu means
I ate
and I drank, and the waw here is waw al-atf. And then the second type of waw is wa minha al-qasamu, the swearing, nahu wallahi ma ra'aytuhu, by Allah I did not see him. Wa waw al-qasam min hurufi al-jar. Yeah, the waw of qasam, of swearing, is from the prepositions. And the third type of waw that's mentioned here, wa minha al-hal. Now, the waw that shows the condition, nahu ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa fil masjidi. Naam. A hala qawnihi fil masjidi. Yani wa huwa fil masjidi means yani the condition of him being in the masjid. Ra'aytu al-hasana wa huwa yakhruju min al-maqsifi. Naam. I saw Hassan when he was exiting, coming out of the canteen or the snack shop. Wahuwa yakhruju, again is a jumla ismiya haliya, and the khabar is a fi'l mudari. A hala khurujihi minhu. Naam, when he was in the condition of exiting or coming out from it, from the maqsif. Wa ilaykum amthilatan ukhra liwawi al-hali. Naam, take or here are some more examples for waw al-hal. Number one, mata abi wa ana saghirun. And the waw here obviously is waw al-hal, and it is jumla ismiya with a mubtada and khabar that does not have a fi'l mudari. Dakhaltu al-masjid wal-imam, al-imamu yarka'u. Naam, I entered the masjid while the imam was performing rukub, yani bowing, he was bowing. La ta'ukul wa anta shaba'anu. Do not eat while you are full, satisfied. La'allakum fahamtum. Naam, I hope that you have understood. Hati al-ana mithalan liwawi al-atfiya ayyubu. Naam. The waw that is used as a conjunction. Ayyub says, Dhahabtu ila suki washtaraytu ashya'a. Naam. Waw al-atf. The mudarris, Ahsanta. Hati mithalan liwaw al-qasami ya mu'awiyatu. Naam. He says, Wallahi ma ghibtu qattu. Now, what is the mudari of ghibtu? Ghaba yaghibu. Naam. Ahsanta hati mithalan liwaw al-hali. Ya Faisalu.
Give me an example of the waw, conditional waw.
Conditional waw, Faisalu. Dakhaltu al-masjida wal-imamu yakhtubu.
And the masjid while the imam was giving a sermon.
While the imam was giving a sermon. Naam. And the madi of yakhtubu?
Khataba.
On page 22, the last page of this long dialogue, mashallah, the mudarris says, Ahsanta hati mithalan akhara ya Yunusu.
You did well. Give me another example of Yunus.
Naam. Yunus says, Talabtu al-ilma wa ana kabirun.
I sought Allah knowledge while I was old.
While I was old, naam. Kabir. Yani kabir is sin, right? المدرس أحسنت يا عبيد الله أذكر آية فيها واو للحال.
Well,
now what is the ماضي المضارع أذكر؟ ذكر يذكر. نعم. طيب. عبيد الله سيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. Surely those who disbelieve and this while here is what? While at Atif, those who disbelieve and they also die وهم كفار while they are in disbelief, while they are disbelievers. أولئك عليهم لعنة الله وملائكة والناس أجمعين. نعم, the curse of Allah and the angels and all of the people. Huh?
They all curse combined with the angels, the people.
Subhanallah, I mean, really, subhanallah. I mean, this ayah, this is serious. أولئك عليهم لعنة الله. That's sufficient. والملائكة والناس أجمعين. الله أكبر. Now the mudarris says, "Ain waw al-hali fi hadhihi al-ayati." Ubaydullah says, "Fi qawlihi ta'ala wa hum kuffarun." Now they died while they are in a state while they are disbelievers in a state of disbelief. Mudarris says, "Ahsanta." Wa hum kuffar waw al-hal. Yani, while they were disbelievers. They died while they were disbelievers. Ahsanta, baqiya thalathu daqa'iqa. Fahal min su'alin?
Are there any questions? So are there any questions?
Naam. What is the i'rab of daqa'iq?
Aha,
mudafun ilay? Marfoon or mansoobun? Okay, majrurun wa alamatu jarrihi fatta. Naam. Mamnu man as-sarf. Naam. Ala wazn mafa'il. Tayyib, Muawiya says, "Naam, ladayya su'alun." Ma mana al-hurm fi qawlihi ta'ala? يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم. The teacher says معناها يعني the meaning of حرم is محرمون. محرمون is a gem, right? So حرم is a gem, huh? ومفردها حرام. يعني the مفرد of what? حرام is the مفرد of what? حرم. نعم. أي محرم. يعني the meaning of حرام here, يعني that you are حرام means that you are a محرم. Not that you are something forbidden. Rather you are a محرم. The meaning of حرام is that you are محرم. A muhrim, naam, state of consecration, naam. Yarhamukallah. Muawiyah says, Jazakallahu khayran. Yarinnu al-jarasu. The bell is ringing. Wa yakhruju al-mudarrisu. Wa huwa yakool. And he's saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Taib. Wa huwa yakhruj. Is wa al-hal. Wa huwa yakool. واو الحال
وهو يقول نعم ويخرج maybe while out of the wild hal definitely
وهو يعني واو the واو ويخرج could be واو العطف يعني it is عطف على اي شيء يرن الجرس وهو يخرج ويخرج المدرس. No, I'm just asking. I'm just trying to see, are you certain or are you guessing? Who knows for sure, definitely. The first wow, وَيَخْرُجُ الْمُدَرِّسُ. The first wow, is it Atif or Hal? Naam, Abu Bakr. Huh? Atif. I'm inclined to your opinion, but let's see if anybody would reject your opinion and say something different. Who says something else? He says Atif.
I say Hal because, first of all, it's giving you some circumstances.
Okay.
And then you have the mudari verb that's coming after it, which is, I think generally is a ruling way that generally follows it.
Okay, let's say this, right? If it's waw al hal, what should follow the waw of waw al hal? What should follow the waw al hal? A jumla ismiya.
Right.
A jumla ismiya.
Right.
Whose khabar could be a fi'l, which would be a fi'l mudari. But this is not a jumla ismiya following this waw. This is a fi'l mudari.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
No.
Or am I getting sleepy again?
You're right.
No. So then that means it has to be waw al-atif. Naam. The bell is ringing. And also in addition to the bell ringing, the teacher is leaving.
Okay, that's
how. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. Here, waw al-atif for hal. Hal, yani, he's leaving. Under what condition? While he is saying "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." Tayyib. Any question about this dialogue? Any question about the dialogue? Tayyib. Gee. Naam, ya Abdul Halim. Other than me, you're probably the next oldest. No, I'm sorry. We're gonna give you a pass. We're gonna give you a pass for your age. Naam, naam, labas, labas. Naam. Huh? Yeah. But the key here, right, is that waw al hal should be followed by a jumla ismiya. Yani the subsidiary sentence should be a jumla ismiya. Should be a jumla ismiya. Okay, we did these questions last time, but I guess we could look at them quickly. Yani the first exercise, ajib an al asilati al atiyati, yani comprehension questions. Aina ra'a Faisalu, Faisalun Hamidan. Where did Faisal see Hamid? No, ra'a wa huwa yadkhulu al hammam. Number two, aina dhahaba Hamzatu? أين ذهب يعني أي طيب يعني ذهب إلى المحجع يمكن يعني that's يمكن but actually let me see what it actually said there though. I think it said خرج من الفصل وهو يحمل كتبه أظن أنه رجع إلى المحجع but did he really go to the محجع لا because معاوية says رأيته وهو يدخل المستوصف so where did he actually go ذهب إلى المستوصف. He actually went to the مستوصف. طيب number three. متى خرج الطلاب من مكة؟ نعم. موسى.
خرج الطلاب من مكة والشمس تطلع وسر طيبة طيبة طيبة
نعم. يعني متى خرج الطلاب من مكة؟ يعني خرجوا وخرج الطلاب من مكة والشمس تطلع ومتى وصلوا المدينة المنورة يعني وصلوا نعم نعم while the people were coming out of the Prophet's Masjid after صلاة الظهر number four من الذي قرأ الحديث من الذي قرأ الحديث نعم قرأ معاوية الحديث وقرأ الحديث معاوية نعم number five ما معنى الحرم في الآيات الواردة الآية الواردة في الدرس ما معنى الحرم نعم
معنى الحرم
محرمون معنى الحرم المحرمون وما مفردها
مفردها حرام
طيب, those are the comprehension questions. And that's what we left off last week. Naam. Okay, let's look at second exercise. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لواو الحالي. Reflect, ponder over the following examples for واو الحال. Okay, let's read them one by one and translate them, paying careful attention to what? That these are examples for واو الحال. Notice, يعني, what kind of structure we have here now. طيب. Okay, first sentence. Naam, who wants to read the first sentence? طيب, we'll go with Abdul Karim. He has priority. He has seniority.
Don't worry, my hand won't be going
seniority.
Up. After this, my hand will not be going up.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So it's good that you got this one.
Because I don't know. Okay, bismillah. Hajjatu wa ana saghirun.
Naam, hajjajtu wa ana saghirun. Meaning?
I made Hajj when I was small.
Naam, I performed the Hajj, the pilgrimage, while I was young. Second one. Naam, fadlu.
Dakhaltu al-masjida wal-nasu yakhrujuna minhu.
Naam, dakhaltu al-masjida wal-nasu yakhrujuna minhu. Meaning?
I entered the masjid while,
yani at the time, under the circumstance of the people exiting from it. Number three. Naam.
Mata ar-rajulu wa huwa na'imun.
Mata ar-rajulu wa huwa na'imun.
The man passed away while sleeping.
What do you think about that?
The man passed away while sleeping.
Allah took his
Huh? I'm saying, what is your thoughts about that? The man passed away while he was sleeping.
He died in sleep.
Huh? Let me tell you what I think about it. If he died on Islam, it's wonderful. I wish that I can die while I'm sleeping. Not in a hospital. Not being hit by a car. Just making salat, go to sleep, and return to Allah. Subhanallah. I've seen people in these ambulances, people dying, going to hospitals. That's horrible. May Allah save us from that. Wallahi, akhi. You die in your sleep on Islam. You just made Isha and you go to sleep. Alhamdulillah, you return to Allah. What better situation? I don't know. Allahu A'lam. Unless you die and you're fighting in the way of Allah.
Are there conditions on that shit? I mean, we die in our sleep. I mean, we should go out with before we go to sleep.
Yani, a person should, before they go to sleep, they should make wudu.
Yeah.
They should make dua, right? Zikr. Naam. That's normal. Naam. Okay, next one. Naam.
عاش جدي أكثر من 100 عام ومات وأنا صغير.
Okay, anybody want to read something? Read that one again. Just minor modification. Naam.
عاش جدي أكثر من 100.
نعم أكثر.
أكثر.
من 100 عام.
ومات وأنا صغير.
Okay, what is the meaning?
My grandfather lived more than 100 years.
No, my grandfather lived more than 100 years. Uh-huh.
And he passed away while I was little.
No, and he passed away while I was young. And he lived more than 100 years. And when he died, I was young. And how's that? And how was he young? And his grandfather died while he was still young. That means that his father, the son of this more than 100-year-old man, had this child when his father was past 100 years. He's just having children. How old is the father of the boy? The Sagir. I mean, he can't be 50. It's Sagir, that's for sure. Anyway, Labas. Anyway, we deal with the meaning, right? But subhanAllah. Asha, naam. Asha, what is the mudari of Asha?
Ya'ishu.
Yani he lived, naam, to live. Naam, it's possible. He was still having children when he was very old. He was 100 years old, still having children, and then his children was having children. So when he died, after more than 100 years, his grandchildren were very young. Naam. That's possible. نعم عاش جدي أكثر يعني مفعول به. نعم number five. Who wants number five? Nah, I'm on this side over here. Somebody. Come on, brothers.
طلبت العلم وأنا متزوج.
نعم طلبت العلم وأنا متزوج. Meaning? I sought knowledge while I was married. Meaning that even though I was married, it didn't stop me from seeking knowledge, right? Some people, when they get married, it's over. They don't even come to the masjid anymore. They used to say, when a brother gets married, you're not going to see him in the masjid anymore much. Once in a while. A'udhu billah. His wife should kick him out the house and tell him it's time for salat. Get out of here. Naam?
Last time I heard that if you are newlywed, you can be at home for a certain time. Even you can even come to the masjid. Is that right?
Allah, I don't know that, akhi.
Huh?
I said
not the men, the women. That's what he said.
I didn't hear that, akhi. Yani, look, if somebody knows that, they should bring us a proof, we accept it, alhamdulillah. But I don't know, that sounds very strange. I don't know that as a hadith, and the meaning of it, this contradicts everything that we know. And it's obligatory for men to go to the masjid unless they are not unable. Unless they are unable. Being married doesn't yani disable you from going to the masjid.
What did the Sahaba before he consummated the marriage, he went and was killed in a battle?
Perhaps. Before he consummated the marriage?
Huh?
Ala kulli hal, yani the important thing is though, in any case, we know that yani attending the prayers in the masjid is very, very important, and nobody should yani take the matter lightly. And the only way that a person shouldn't come to the masjid for the congregational prayer is they are really, yani they have some extreme, yani difficult situation that is really prohibitive. Because otherwise we know that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ used to come to the masjid even when they were sick, even when they were dying, they used to come to the masjid. Now the Prophet ﷺ in his deathbed, didn't he get up and have two people carry him into the masjid? Carry him into the line and put him in the line on his deathbed. Naam. Okay. Where are we at? Number five, number six. So who wants number six? Number six. Go ahead, Abu Bakr. Yeah, Abu Bakr. As-sahifata. Now, what is the meaning? Don't read the newspaper. Don't even read newspapers. لا تقرأ الصحيفة وأنت تمشي في الشارع. Most of it is rubbish. As my British friends say, it's rubbish. I say, yeah, it's rubbish. نعم أخي, what you want, the next one? Yeah, don't read the newspaper. Yani, you shouldn't read newspapers while you are walking in the street. I mean, it's not prohibited. I read walking in the streets. Yeah. Okay, number seven. Naam.
قال تعالى لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى.
Naam. Meaning?
Not come close, don't come near to the prayer while you are in a drunken state.
What is the meaning of don't come close or near to the prayer while you're in a drunken state? What does that mean? Yani don't come near the masjid? Don't pray. Don't engage in salat while you are in a state of drunkenness. يعني لا تقرب الصلاة. Meaning, hear what? Don't even come near to it. يعني, this is emphasizing the prohibition of praying in that condition. Like, don't even come near to the salat. Don't even come near to it. يعني, the meaning is it's prohibited to pray while you are intoxicated. Exercise number three. ميز واو العطف من واو الحال في الجمل الآتية. يعني meaning distinguish the واو العطف, the conjunction from واو الحال in the following sentences. ضع خطا واحدا تحت واو العطف وخطين تحت واو الحال. Put one line under the واو العطف and two under the واو الحال. Okay, just read the sentence and mention whatever واو it is, which one it is. Somebody take the first one. Yeah, Ahmed.
Yeah.
نعم خرج المدرس من الفصل واو هي از وات واو العطف يعني خرج المدرس من الفصل and conjunction right ذهب إلى مكتب المدير and he also went to the office of the headmaster or the director or manager whatever it is headmaster yeah مدرس teacher right number two نعم دخلت على المدير وهو يكتب meaning واو الحال and the meaning of it is نعم I entered the principal's office while he was writing number three نعم يا إبراهيم
دخل حامد ومعاوية والحسن الفصل والمدرس يشرح الدرس
نعم and the, okay دخل حامد ومعاوية what is this while here
العطف
وحسن
والعطف
الفصل والمدرس واو الحال يشرح الدرس okay page 24 continue in this exercise third exercise sentence number 4 نعم موسى
أعرف اللغتين الإنجليزية والفرنسية
what is the ending of إنجليزية and فرنسية
فتحة
why
مفعول به
Is it the mafoolun bi? Al-Inglizi is the mafoolun bi?
No.
Mudaf ilayh. Mudaf ilayh. The first part of mudaf has alif lam?
Adjective.
It's a not. Not.
Not.
And wow. Naam. A'rifu al-lugatayni al-Ingliziyata wal-Faransiyata. What kind of wow is this you said?
Atf.
Atf. Naam. Number five. Somebody read number
five.
We said that أعرف اللغتين الإنجليزية والفرنسية. He said that الإنجليزية is مفعول به. Do we accept that?
No.
Where is the مفعول به in the sense? اللغتين. اللغتين. أعرف. Right? اللغتين is مفعول به. إنجليزية is not. نعم عبد الكريم.
Number five, right?
نعم number five.
جاءني الوالد وهو يبكي
keep reading
ورجع وهو
يضحك نعم جاءني الولد وهو يبكي this wow is what
this wow is this is
hal نعم the child the boy came to me while he was his condition was he was crying ورجع
and this is أكفي
and this is and he also and he returned وهو يضحك
yeah and the other one is hal
okay number six نعم أبو بكر
دخل إسماعيل المسجد والإمام يقرأ
نعم دخل إسماعيل المسجد والإمام يقرأ الفاتحة ها طيب so إسماعيل into the masjid wow he is what والإمام wow الحال while the imam was reciting الفاتحة That means that Ismail came to the masjid late. He missed Tahbirat al-Ihram. And that is a loss, right? Because whoever prays in the masjid in Jama'ah, Arba'ina Yawman, Lillahi, Naham, and reaches the Takbirat al-Ihram, Kutiba lahu, Mra'atani. Naam. He will be safe. It will be written for him that he will be safe from
fire.
Naam. The hellfire and hypocrisy. Naam. Tayyib, exercise number four. We only have a couple of minutes, huh? 5 minutes? Huh? Oh, it's close. Huh? Tayyib. Okay, let's just quickly do this exercise. Exercise number 4. طيب أين نوع كل واو مما ورد في الجملة الآتية؟ أين specify the type of each واو and what follows from any مما ورد, what has been mentioned in the following sentences or in the following sentence, one sentence. نعم. والله ما غبت يوما وأنا صحيح لا هذه السنة ولا سنة الماضية. Okay, والله واو is what? واو القسم. ما غبت يوما وأنا صحيح حال واو الحال لا هذه السنة ولا السنة الماضية العطف. نعم نعم. طيب exercise number 5. أكمل كل جملة من ما يأتي بجملة حالية مناسبة واو plus جملة اسمية. يعني complete each sentence from what follows with, complete it with what? With a, an appropriate جملة حالية. يعني a واو plus a جملة اسمية. واو plus a جملة اسمية. Okay, somebody take the first one. نعم أبو بكر. نعم دخلت المسجد والناس يقرؤون القرآن. Number 2 أحمد. دخلت المسجد والناس يقرؤون القرآن. والناس نعم. Number 2 أحمد. والناس ينظرون. يعني do you mean ينظرون إلى something or ينتظرون? Are they waiting for the plane? Or they're looking at something? طيب والناس ينظرون إليها إلى الطائرة وينتظرون يعني someone that is on it. وصلت الطائرة مطار جدة. نعم. Number 3. وصلت right? الطائرة means what? Airplane. The airplane reached or arrived مطار جدة. The Jeddah airport or the airport of Jeddah airport.
I was trying to say that it reached while they were looking.
While they were looking. ينظرون. Okay, ينظرون. No problem. They were ينظرون إليها. نعم. Number 3. نعم موسى.
حججت وأنا صغير.
حججت وأنا صغير. نعم يا أنا حججت وأنا كبير. نعم. وأنا عزب. ما شاء الله. لا أنا كنت متزوج. First time I made Hajj 1978. I was married, alhamdulillah. Now, the second one, my wife, I took her with me. Following year. Now, the year before, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. Some people were not born then.
Yeah.
Yet.
What's his name?
Hereafter people?
No.
Abdul Qadir?
Well, I'm two also, but another one. Fakir.
Oh, Fakir. Fakir, now, yeah. Okay, number 4. Number 4? Naam. Ibrahim.
رأيت المدرس وهو يكتب الدرس على السطور.
نعم رأيت المدرس وهو يكتب الدرس على السبورة. وهو يكتب. وهو يكتب. Number 5. نعم. وهو كان مريضا. وهو مريضا. هو مريضا. نعم. مات عمي وهو مريضا. يعني while he was and he's sick. Number 6. نعم. خرجت من المدينة وأنا جملة اسمية right وأنا طيب وأنا نعم
وأنا وأنا
carrying number 7 oh did I skip something number 6 we skipped no number 7 oh we didn't do 6 I thought you read number 6 right طيب number 7 this is the last one inshallah number 7 read somebody نعم يا موسى oh I'm sorry we did number 6 وصلت الرياض I'm confused now.
So it says 6 was his first woman in Medina and had a spade and it said Owasal to Rialba.
No, Fadl.
They come in their books that combined number 6 and 7 with the Wawa.
Oh, this does it?
Yeah. So you have to use 2 Wawa.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm confused. Okay. So anyway, the last part of it should be what? Wasaltu al-Riyadha? Anybody have something? Wa'ana? Wasaltu al-Riyadha wa'ana mutaakhirun. Tayyib. طيب, brothers, it's time. يعني, we don't want to make any difficulty. يعني, we definitely don't want you to be racing, trying to make it someplace, going through red lights, breaking laws and stuff like that. That's why I don't like to leave late going anywhere because it will definitely tempt you to go through a light or to take a chance. Maybe you can make it. Well, Allah is dangerous. You know, it's not even worth it. Not worth it. But the Maghrib prayer is upon you, so you are excused. بارك الله فيكم والله يحفظكم نعم yeah inshallah yani whatever exercise remain yani do them try to do them for homework and then in the next class inshallah what yani if there's anything that's not clear you can you know go over it inshallah you can go over it inshallah And whatever we need to go over next week, inshallah, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. But we have about 45 minutes. So we're going to try to cover as much as we can, inshallah. But don't worry. Anything you have a question about, it's no problem. We can go over when you come in next week, inshallah. Bi-idhnillah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Naam, ya... Jama'ah.
Do you do Arabic any other day of the week?
Every day I have for something. Today is Arabic. Allahumma musta'an. Barakallah feekum. Okay, exercise number 6. Ij'al kulla jumlatin mimma ya'ti jumlatan haliyatan li jumlatin min insha'ika. Make each of the sentences from what follows a jumla ij'al kulla jumlatin mimma ya'ti jumlatan haliyah naam make each of the sentences from what follows as a jumla haliyah for those sentences that are given make them a jumla haliyah for a sentence that you make up yourself for a sentence that you make up for yourself. Okay, so you have to make the main sentence that will go with this jumla haliya that they have given us. Abu Bakr, naam. نعم لا تأكل وأنت تمشي في الشارع لا تأكل هي تأكل is what what's the إعراب of تأكل مجزوم يعني فعل مضارع مجزوم by لا ناهية نعم number two نعم موسى
حفظت سورة الناس وأنا طفل
نعم حفظت سورة الناس سورة الناس وأنا طفل يعني I memorized سورة الناس while I was a infant small child number three Ibrahim he said حفظت سورة الناس I memorized سورة الناس وأنا طفل while I was a infant a small child طفل number three Ibrahim
دخلت الفصل والمدرس يكتب الدرس على السبورة
نعم دخلت الفصل I entered the classroom while the teacher was writing the lesson on the board والمدرس يكتب الدرس على السبورة number four أحمد
لا تخرج البيت والمطر ينزل
لا تخرج من البيت والمطر ينزل يعني don't go out of the house while the matar is while the rain is pouring, falling, descending rain, al-matar يعني not al-matar al-matar لا تخرج he said لا تخرج do not go out of the house while it is raining number five Ibrahim لا تلعب ولا تلعب What are you saying? Yeah. I'm sorry لا تلعب
ولا تلعب
Is it لا ناهية لا تلعب أنتم لا تلعب
لا تلعب خارج والشمس تغرب
طيب في الخارج أو خارجا والشمس تغرب number six موسى
دخلت في المسجد
دخلت المسجد not في don't say دخلت في because دخل is not used with في unless you're entering something that's not physical يعني a concept or idea or something that's not physical but if you're entering a place that's physical you don't say في say دخلت المسجد
دخلت المسجد والمؤذن يقيم
نعم دخلت المسجد والمؤذن والمؤذن يقيم What is the meaning? I enter the masjid while the caller of prayer
is making the
iqamah he's calling the prayer نعم the madi of what is the madi of yuqim أقام يقيم أقم 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 الصلاة نعم أقام يقيم page 25 exercise number 7 oh there's one more 8 of this exercise number 6 on page 25 on top of the page is one more sentence نعم نعم سافر أخي إلى السودان وأنا صغير meaning my brother traveled to Sudan while I was small while I was young okay exercise number 7 is really just some يعني يطلب المدرس إلى كل طالب what is the meaning the teacher is requesting to every student أن يقرأ الدرس Read the lesson وهو جالس while he is sitting or وهو واقف while he is standing للتأكد to confirm affirm من فهمه للجملة that he understands
the sentence.
Yani, tell him to read while you're sitting, read while you're standing. Make sure he understands what it means. Okay, number 8, tufidu la'alla. Yani, the particle la'alla, its meaning that we get from it is at-taraji, at-taraji. Wal ishfaq, meaning hope and fear. And this waw here, wal ishfaq, what waw is this? Atf, naam. وَيَتَّضِحُ الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَهُمَا مِنَ الْمِثَالَيْنِ الْآتِيَتَيْنِ. And the difference becomes clear, the difference between the two of them becomes clear from the following two examples. Following two examples. First example, لَعَلَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ. I hope that you are good. Perhaps he is good, meaning hope. A, أَرُجُو أَن يَكُونَ بِخَيْرٍ. I hope that he be well, that he is good. هَذَا تَرَجِّي. This is, يعني لَعَلَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ is تَرَجِّي, يعني meaning hope. The second one, لَعَلَّهُ مَرِيضٌ, perhaps he is sick, meaning A, أَخْشَى أَن يَكُونَ مَرِيضًا. يعني I fear that he is sick. هذا الإشفاق. طيب, so the difference between the two is that from the context, يعني لعل may mean you hope for something, something that you hope for, or from the context you may understand that the person fears this. I fear that he has died. I fear that he is very sick. I fear that he has been in an accident. I fear that he has been captured by the enemy. I fear, okay, this, when you say la'alla, this means that you fear, akhsha. But if it's something good, I hope that he has passed the exam, I hope that he has gotten a better job, I hope that, yani la'allahu kada wa kada, something good, then it means that it is taraji. طيب, ماذا تفيد لعل في الجمل الآتية? What does, yani لعل, indicate in the following sentences? What meaning does it give to us? Okay, read the sentence and tell us, is it taraji or ishfaq? First one, now. لعلك ناجح, meaning? I hope that you are successful. This is a taraji. Second one, Musa. Huh? You have a question? Okay, second one, Musa. Oh, wait a minute. You have la'alli? Oh. Okay, la'alli, I have la'allaka. Different printing, right? Everybody else has la'alli? Khalas, I'm by myself. Okay, la'alli? Rasibun. What is the meaning of the sentence?
I'm afraid
I've failed. I'm afraid that I have failed. Now that is ishfaq. Number 3, Ahmed? لعل الامتحان سهل. Why is امتحان? لأن لعل من أخوات إن واسم لعل is منسوب. What is the meaning of this sentence? لعل الامتحان سهل. أحمد? Yeah, I hope that the examination, the test is easy. I hope. Number 4, that's taraji. Naam. Number 4, Abu Bakr. لعل الامتحان صعب. Ishfaq. The meaning is, I fear. I am afraid that the examination is difficult. Number 5, Naam.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع.
وداع.
ودا لعلي لا أحج بعد عامي هذا.
نعم, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع لعلي لا أحج بعد عامي هذا.
Now,
I am afraid, لعلي, Here meaning, I am afraid that I will not perform the pilgrimage after this year of mine. So this is la'alla here, right? Having its two types of meaning, ishfaq and taraji. From the context, you can distinguish them now. Allah A'lam. I don't remember if it was because he was sick or that he was informed. Yani, it may have been because he was informed, because yani, some ayats from the Quran were revealed that indicated his the approach of his death.
So in this Jumla al Sheikh, this is Ishfaq, huh?
Yeah, Ishfaq. I fear. That I will not perform the pilgrimage after this year of mine. Okay. Exercise number 9. إليكم أمثلة أخرى. Meaning? Take these other examples. هنا إليكم اسم فعل. In this sentence, okay? Because in another sentence, إليكم might mean to you all, somebody came to you all or sent it to you all, ilaykum, naam. But in here, in this sentence, ilaykum is a ism fi'l. It's a verbal noun. Yani, a ism, a noun that has the meaning of action, and it operates like a fi'l, even though, yani, it's in the form of a noun. Wasmu fi'li, and the ism fi'l, كلمة تدل على ما يدل عليه الفعل. يعني it indicates or point to the same thing that the فعل points to. يعني action. يدل يعني هو تدل كلمة تدل. It indicates, it points out. على يعني points to ما that which الذي يدل عليه الفعل. The same thing that the فعل يدل عليه. غير other than something, يعني it points us to the same thing that the fi'l points to, غير أنها لا تقبل علامته, except that it does not take, it does not accept the signs, its signs, the signs of the fi'l. Meaning it doesn't, its form is not like the things that the fi'l does. Yani, it's not like a verb. The verb have certain signs that indicate that it's a verb. So this doesn't have those signs. But otherwise, it operates like a fi'l. وَإِلَيْكَ مَعْنَاهُ خُذْ. Yani, إِلَيْكَ, the meaning of it, means خُذْ. تَقُولُ, you say, for example, إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْكِتَابَ. Meaning, take this book. Notice that الْكِتَابَ is what? Okay, it's mansub, but why is it mansub? Because it is badal for hadha, which is the mafulun bi of ilayka. So ilayka has the meaning and the action, the function, like a verb. Though it doesn't accept the signs of a word, it has certain signs, you know that it's a verb. Just like a noun has certain signs that you know that it's a noun. So he said, ilayka hadha al-kitaba, take this book. The second one, ya ukhti ilayki al-malaiqa. Oh, my sister, take the spoons. Notice that, ilayki, yani in the previous sense, ilayka, here ilayki, al-malaiqa. Al-malaiqa is the mafulun bi, mansoob. Walamutu nasbi, fatha. Number 3, yaqulu al-muzi'u ilaykum nashrat al-akhbari. The announcer or broadcaster says, take the news bulletin, Nashrat al-Akhbar. So in these three sentences we see ilayka, ilayki, and ilaykum. Depending on who's being addressed. If you're addressing an individual male, you say ilayka. If you're addressing a group of men, you say ilaykum. If you're addressing an individual female, ilayki. A group of women, you say ilaykunna. وكذلك آمين اسم فعل بمعنى استجب. And likewise, in the same way, آمين, just like إليك, it is also اسم فعل, a verbal noun, بمعنى, having the meaning استجب. يعني answer, respond. نعم. Alright, so this is the word إليكم that came in this lesson, and it's a ism فعل, and we should know something about the ism فعل. يعني that even though it doesn't have the signs of a verb, but it has the meaning of a verb, and it functions like a verb, and it has a مفعول به.
Here is فعل عمر, right?
نعم. And فعل, and آمين is a فعل, has the meaning of فعل عمر. يعني the ism فعل, its meaning is the meaning of a verb, even in terms of its tense, past tense, present tense, yani in terms of it being a fi'l amr and so on. It has that meaning of the verb also.
It is a fi'l amr at the same time, it's a request.
Yani a request is a fi'l amr form is used for a request.
Okay.
It depends on who the fi'l amr is coming from. Is it a request or is it a demand? Is it a command? Yani if a parent is talking to their child, yani saying, اذهب, or اخرج, or ادخل, or اجلس, then that's a demand. But if the child is saying to their mother, that's not a demand. That's a request. Okay, it depends on who it's coming from and who it's going to. Okay, but the fi'l amr is used for a request.
I just want to back up one step. When you were given the for number 9, you were breaking down the what they want to do. You were saying the word yadulu. You said that means to point to, right?
Yeah, to point to indicate, yeah. To point to something or to indicate something. Naam.
Yeah.
Naam. تفضل. طيب, at the bottom of the page, the exercise number 10 says أشياء. This word أشياء is ممنوع من الصرف لأن أصله أشياء. يعني أشياء is أشياء على وزن أفعلاء. نحو أغنياء, from غني, and أصدقاء, from صديق. Okay, so أشياء, originally it is أشياء على وزن أفعلاء, and therefore it is ممنوع من الصرف. Point number 11, شفاه الله هذا دعاء. يعني it's not a past tense verb that has the meaning of past tense. Allah has healed him. Rather, it is a دعاء. والفعل الماضي هنا مستقبل في المعنى. Here in this usage, the فعل الماضي has the meaning of future, not the meaning of past. هنا it is مستقبل في المعنى. On the note on the bottom, it says, on the bottom of the page, ينفى الفعل الماضي الذي يفيد الدعاء بلا نحو لا فضل الله فاك. يعني ينفى الفعل الماضي, the فعل الماضي الذي يفيد الدعاء, whose meaning is a دعاء, it is negated, ينفى, it is negated بلا, not with ما, even though it's a fi'l ماضي, but its meaning is مستقبل, its meaning is دعاء. So if you negate it, you don't say ما, but rather you say لا, as in لا فض, لا فض الله فاك, which means what?
May Allah not smash your mouth.
May Allah not smash your mouth. Which in, what is intended by it is what?
May Allah preserve
your speech, your beautiful speech, because you have spoken well. طيب, so here, right? Here, this Shafahullah, it says after this that it is هذا الدعاء, it's a دعاء, and the فعل ماضي in this type of expression is has the meaning of future. هاتي مثالا آخر من الدرس للفعل الماضي الذي يفيد الدعاء. Give us another example from the lesson of a فعل ماضي that indicates the meaning of dua. Naam. Again?
Allahu
أراك الله أو ما أراك الله لا أراك الله لا أراك الله مكروه. That was in the درس.
No, no. In the
درس. لا بس. That's an example. But I think it says, oh, it's in the key. But it says here الذي يعني هاتي مثال آخر من الدرس. الدرس is what's at the beginning of the Arabic lesson. Okay, Shafa'ullah, but it says give us another example.
It has to be La.
Huh? Well, it says give another example from the Dars. Was there any other example in the Dars?
No,
of a fi'l madhi? No other example? Okay, let's look for one.
La araka la.
He said La araka, La araka Allah makruhan. But that was in the key, right? All right, look carefully. You may find it. I think there's one there. I think there's one there. Istaqabbal Allah. Istaqabbal, is that a fi'il madhi? Naam. Taqabbala, naam. It's the fifth form of the verb. Tafa'ala. Taqabbala. The fifth form of the verb. And the first form of the verb, fa'ala, right? Second form of the verb, fa'ala. Third form of the verb, fa'ala. The fourth form of the verb is what? Af'ala. And the fifth form is tafa'ala. Tafa'ala. Taqabbal Allah. Taqabbala. Naam. Taqabbal Allah. Umratakum. That came in the dars. Naam.
Radiallahu anhu as well.
Naam. Radiallahu anhu. That was in the dars? Radiallahu anhu. Naam. Who was the narrator of the hadith? Jabir. Radiallahu anhu. Naam. MashaAllah. Tayyib. I know it's getting a little late and we're probably getting a little tired. Number 12. Hal min su'alin. Hal min su'alin. What is the meaning? Are there any questions? Aslu hadhihi al-jumla. Yani the origin of this sentence. Originally it is Hal min su'alin 'indaka. Do you have any questions? هذه من يعني in this statement هل من سؤال this من هذه من الزائدة this is the من الزائدة the extra من that's not essential to the sentence although it does have meaning ومن شروط دخولها and from the conditions of it entering in the sentence يعني being used in a sentence is number one أن يسبقها نفي أو نحي أو استفهام بهل. And from its conditions is that it be preceded by a نفي, a negation, or a نحي, a prohibition, or استفهام, or a question with the particle hell. It has to be preceded by one of these three. Negation, prohibition, or istifham, or a question with the particle hell. The particle hell. يعني hell من سؤال. The second condition, أن يكون مجرورها نكرة. أن يكون مجرورها نكرة. يعني the second condition is that the ism that follows it, that it makes مجرور, it's مجرور, it's ism مجرور, that became مجرور because of من, must be nakira, must be indefinite. Two conditions. Okay, it has to be preceded by nafyu or nahyu or istifham with hell, and the noun that comes after it has to be indefinite.
How about this number?
Huh?
Does it have to be mufrad as well?
No, it has to be indefinite, and it has to be indefinite with tanween, and not with alif lam definite. نعم it's مجرور نعم كون جملا على قراره مستعملا الكلمات التي بين القوسين كون جملا compose sentences على غراره on its what way, its pattern, on the same pattern, the same format, ala ghirarihi, on its same pattern, using the words allati, which are between the parentheses, brackets, al-qawsain. طيب المثال, the example they gave, هل من سؤال, يعني we see that سؤال is the word that's between the parentheses, so this is, and you have to use that word, but on the same pattern as the مثال, هل من سؤال. Okay, first one. Now موسى,
هل من خبر,
هل من خبر, meaning is there any news? Yani, has anything happened? Any updates? Huh? Any updates? Any news? Second one. Hal. Hal min jadidin? Meaning? Anything new? Any turnover of events? Something new happened? Any difference? Anything changed? Was everything same old, same old? Number three. Now. هل من مزيد, يعني meaning is there any more, any increase, can I have some more, like when you were served, right, and it was so good you went back, هل من مزيد, can I get some more, we have to learn that one in Ramadan, right, هل من مزيد, نعم, or maybe we don't need to learn that one in Ramadan, maybe we need to just eat a little bit and call it a day. طيب هل من سؤال, يعني الحمد لله, I think it's clear, right? Okay, number 13, لدي سؤال, I have a question. لدى is a ظرف مكان, ظرف مكان بمعنى عند, بمعنى عند, يعني لدي سؤال, with عند we would say what, عندي سؤال. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. وتقلب ألفه ياء مع الضمير, وتقلب ألفه means its ألف, the ألف of لدى, يعني the ألف مكسورة at the end of the word, its ألف is converted, is transformed into a ياء when it is connected with a pronoun, ما الضمير, whenever it's connected to a pronoun, its alif becomes ya, يعني تقلب, it is converted, قلب, يعني لدي السؤال, it's composed of لدى and the, يعني يا المتكلم, لدي, لدى is ظرف مكان, with the meaning of عنده, okay. Has the same meaning as عنده. Mm-hmm. Alright? That is in terms of its يعني, grammatical position. It's a ظرف of مكان having the same meaning as عنده. وتقلب ألفه, in terms of its writing structure, right? Its ألف at the end of the word لدى, دال فتة ألف مكسورة, that ألف is converted, تقلب, it is converted into a ya مع الدمير, whatever it is, يعني in إضافة with a دمير, connected to a دمير, the ألف مكسور becomes ya. كما تقلب ألف إلى وعلى, in the same way that the ألف of إلى, ألف مكسورة, and the ألف مكسورة of على, in the same way that they are changed into a ya if they are connected to a pronoun. You say, إِلَى إِلَيْهِ becomes ya, عَلَيْهِ becomes ya, and same thing, لَدَيْهِ becomes ya. فَتَقُولُ لَدَيْهِ لَدَيْكَ لَدَيَّ, and it becomes ya when it's connected to a pronoun. وَإِلَيْكَ الْأَمْثِلَ, and here are, or take these examples. Okay, somebody read the first one. Now, موسى.
وجدته لدى الباب.
Notice the bab is مضاف إليه مجرور. ظرف المكان لدى. I found him
at the door.
At the door. عند الباب. At the door. Number two. يعني إبراهيم. ماذا لديك؟ Meaning?
What do you have?
What do you have? ماذا عندك؟ ماذا لديك؟ Number three.
Now,
huh? Go ahead. وفي تنزيلي, meaning? In that which has been revealed, the revelation, the Quran. Naam. Aleph, the first one from that came from the Quran. What's the first example? Naam. نعم ولدينا كتاب ينطق بالحق meaning لدينا with us عندنا there's a book with us ينطق that speaks with the truth that expresses the truth in Surah Al-Mu'minun 40th Surah 62nd Ayah and the second example Ahmed كل نعم كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون meaning every حزب every party نعم they are فرحون they are pleased be ما with what is لديهم عندهم عندهم نعم ها نعم well نعم كل حزب بما لديهم no it's now every group in this world is pleased with what they have with them they're happy with their deviation corruption they're happy they're يعني كل حزب every group every party of the people in the dunya they're فارحون بما عندهم بما لديهم they're happy with what they got they don't want to hear about nothing else you're trying to call them to the sunnah they're happy with what they got we're good that's what they say we're good You're not good on deviation.
Okay, I want to back you up one step. One day, in that first one, now you said, well, Jeddu, who Ladei Al Bab. I'm trying to understand why we got to be there on that on the bag. I mean, what is the cause of Ladei? Was that acting as a what?
You say وجدته لدى الباب لدى الباب because لدى is a ظرف and the ظرف the noun that comes after is مضاف إليه مجرور نعم like تحت الباب فوق البيت لدى الباب ها طيب page 27 is the last page. Is that the last page of the lesson?
Yeah,
now. طيب, and how much time do we have? 7:18. You want to finish? Huh? You have energy? Finish. طيب, page 27, exercise 14. ما ضد المريض. نعم. What is the opposite of al-marid al-sahih? Al-sahih. Dhid, inami. Dhad, kasra, dal, shadda. Dhid. Dhid. Ma diddu al-marid. What is the opposite of al-marid? The sick, the healthy. Al-sahih. Number 15. Exercise number 15. Hati, madi al-af'ali al-atiyati. Yani, give me the past tense of the following verbs. We may have some controversy on this here. Well, we can start anyway. Okay, take the first one. يحملو مضاري that مضاري is ماضي is حملا حملا يحملو نعم موسى
يطلع طالع
طالع يطلع نعم Next one, Ibrahim.
Yeah. Yeah.
يخطب خطبة.
نعم يخطب خطبة خطبة يخطب which means what?
To give a
sermon, a speech. يطلع means what?
To rise,
to appear. نعم, to come forward. يحمل means what?
To carry.
Okay, the fourth word.
يغرب.
Its ماضي is.
غرب
يغرب. نعم. يغرب غرب. نعم. Yeah, that's the meaning that is intended here, to set. غرب يغرب. Otherwise, there's another meaning. Different meaning for غربة يغرب. غربة يعني to be غريب, strange. That's that past tense. It's also مضارع يغرب, but it's not the meaning intended here from our lesson. But غربة يغرب, different meaning, to be strange. نعم. The next one, نعم أحمد. يقرب قريبا قريبا يقرب نعم قريبا يقرب قريبا نعم to come near to get close to approach
قرابة
ها huh?
قرابة
نعم قرابة قرابة is a noun يعني like somebody who's near relative قرابة يعني they have a close relation to you قرابة. But there's also the verb, instead of qariba, there's qaruba. There's also qaruba, but it's different meaning though. I mean, it's close, almost the same in meaning actually. Qaruba, yaqrubu, but its mudar is yaqrubu. Here, yaqrabu is qariba. Qariba, yaqrabu.
Like the opposite
sex, shaking the hand or holding. Oh, no. No, I mean, that's the person that is a mahram, that is a close relative of the degree that you are allowed to be alone with him, like that. This is the relative that you can't marry. As far as your cousins, they are not of that degree. You can't marry them. You have no business shaking the hands, being alone with them. None of that is permissible.
You're the same compound.
No. No, that's, you know, I mean, it's custom, but it's not permissible because they are permissible for marriage. So that person is not a mahram that you can be alone with. You can't be alone with them. The person that you can be alone with is your mother and your sister and your daughter and your wife and your aunt and your grandmother and your granddaughter. As far as cousins and all that kind of stuff, no. Not even first cousin. They are not close. They are not close of that degree that you can be alone with them. Now, okay, the time. Question, exercise number 16. Hati mufrada al asma'i al atiya. Oh, I skipped something? Oh, okay. Yantiqu, its past tense is? Nataqa yantiqu. Nataqa yantiqu. نطق نطق نعم طيب 16 هاتي مفرد الأسماء الآتية okay حرم what is the singular of حرم
حرام
سكرا أمن سكارة سكارة سكرانو نعم means what
drunk
and intoxicated ملائكة
ملك
Yeah, what is Malik? Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Malak. The plural malaika, its singular is Malak. Malakun, naam. Ma'anin.
Ma'na.
Naam. Hati al-jam, hati jam'a. الأسماء الآتية give me the plurals for عام
أعوام
نعم and the plural for طفل
أطفال
and the plural for صحيح الصحة 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 شد on the ها Fatah being elongated. As-sihha. Naam. Mutazawwijun. Mutazawwijun. Hizbun. Ahzab. Ahzab. Imamun. A'imma. A'immatun. Naam. 18. Dakhaltu ala al-mudiri. Meaning A. Dakhaltu maktab al-mudiri. Wahuwa fihi. يعني دخلت على المدير means I entered the office of the مدير while he was in it. Meaning I entered upon the مدير while he's in his office. This is what understood from this expression. I entered upon the مدير while he was in his office. Number 19, أقام الصلاة. أقام means to establish the prayer, but of course it could mean here, yeah, to call the Iqama or to yani establish the prayer, meaning make sure that it's performed, yani to do it, to be consistent in it and perform it properly.
So it can mean the call of the prayer?
The Iqama.
Do it also mean stand for the prayer?
Qama fi salat, standing, qama. Yeah. Naam. But yani here, the meaning that they intend is that calling the iqama, yani calling the people to perform the prayer now, establishing the prayer. Aqam as-salata. Al-mudari yuqimu, aqama yuqimu, wal-amra aqim. Aqim. Naam, aqim as-salat. Ya Bilal, aqim as-salat. Arhna biha. Number 20, ma al-farq bayna al-abd wal-ubayd. وماذا تسمى صيغة العبيد في الصرف؟ طيب, what is the difference between عبد and عبيد? يعني the difference is that they are from the same root, right? But عبيد is derived from عبد. It is derived from it, and it means what you said?
Smaller
or little, diminutive form. Okay, it means عبد. Wa alaykum salam. Al عبد. Al-Ubayd means the slave or servant or worshipper. Al-Ubayd means the little one, or the small one, or the dear one. Because it's used as a term of endearment too. Like Walad and Wulaid. My dear son, Ya Wulaid. That means that you're showing endearment.
So this Ubayd, this Abda means slave, right?
Yeah, it means slave or servant or worshipper.
Okay. And Ubayd, that means they mean little.
Means a small one, a little one.
A small one.
Yeah.
Speaking to a person like
yani the small slave or the small servant or the small worshipper.
Okay.
Small or little or dear. وماذا تسمى صيغة العبيد في الصرف? What is this type of expression, this form? What is it called in صرف? The diminutive. نعم, diminutive. Or اسم تصغير. التصغير. I think we had this in the beginning of book 2 somewhere.
So meaning like the smallest.
Not the smallest, no. Tasghir means small, just means small. Like Jabal Jubail means a small mountain, not the smallest.
Yeah.
Naam. Walad Wulaid means a small child. Taib, and Sarf is called Ism al Tasghir, the diminutive form. Ala wazn Fu'ail. And there are different wazns for Tasghir, but this is the one that we had. Fu'ail, Jubail, Rujail. Ubayd, Wulaid, naam. Bunay, naam. Bunay is on the same wazn of Fu'ail. Okay, finally. Oh, wow. We have 3 minutes. I don't know if we can do this one. We need to take our time. I guess we can look at it quickly. Come back to it next time. 22. Yujma'u, yani, the plural of ma'ana. Its plural is made from 21. Wasaltu al-madinata. Wa wasaltu ila al-madinati. Kilahuma sahih. And you can say it either way. Wasaltu al-madina or wasaltu ila al-madinati. Both of them are correct. 22. Yujma'u ma'ana. Its plural is formed by ala ma'anin. The word ma'anin. Haka, yani ilayka, amthilatan ukhra. Here are, or take some more examples, limithli hadhal jam'i, the likeness of this gem. يعني جارية جوار يعني على وزن what؟ على وزن مفاعل جوار but the last letter is deleted right that's how it has تنوين كسرتين ماشية ماشية which means what ماشية means cattle or livestock جارية means a small girl or a servant or a maid okay so ماشية its plural is مواشن مفاعل داعية one who calls to something or invites to something داعية its plural is دواعن and similar to this is the داعن داعن is another word that means a caller has the same meaning but its plural is دعات and they call دعات الكفر or دعات البدع the people who call to innovation okay so داعية its plural دواعن نادن its plural نوادن ليلى its plural ليال I don't know but don't yeah because it may be rather inside yeah. نعم هذه الأسماء على وزن مفاعل these nouns are upon the pattern of مفاعل غير أنها تنون except that unlike مفاعل which is ممنوع من الصرف right and the ممنوع من الصرف it doesn't take تنوين right but these are on the وزن of مفاعل which is really ممنوع من الصرف but these nouns because they are like the اسم منقوص They take tanween when they are marfoon and majroorun. They take tanween when they are marfoon and majroorun. وَتُجَرُّ بِالْفَتَّ الْمُقَدْرَةِ And if they are majroor, the sign of their majroor is فَتَّ الْمُقَدْرَةِ